Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
This episode of Comedy Bang Bang is brought to you by Hotel Tonight. If you love to score amazing deals at incredible hotels, you will love Hotel Tonight. Hotel Tonight partners with hotels to help them sell their unsold rooms, helping you find sweet deals at cool, top-rated hotels. And even though their name is Hotel Tonight, you can also book in advance for spontaneous weekend getaways, staycations, 3-day weekends, road trips, business bookings, and more. It is easy. Book hotels in just 10 seconds in 3 taps and a swipe. Get the Hotel Tonight app now to start scoring amazing deals at incredible hotels. That is Hotel Tonight, the only booking app that you will ever need. I love Paul McCartney and wings, so the idea of Tony Shalhoub singing Hey Jude really gets me going. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. Thank you to Pat Chathams for that wonderful catchphrase submission. And boy, we are doing another episode of Comedy Bang Bang in the books. I am Scott Aukerman, your host for the program. And this is, if you've never heard the show before, I have guests on. I talk to them about their lives. That's really all it is. That's the extent of what we do. I am a study, or a student, rather. I'm a student. I'm not a study. But I'm a student of the human condition, and I enjoy getting in there in the crevices of the human brain and just, taking a little bit of Formula 409 to them and scouring away at them and figuring out exactly what makes a person tick. And this episode is going to be one where we find out where exactly in the hell I get off talking to two people, because I'm going to find out what makes two people tick. And maybe the same thing makes them tick, and maybe different things make them tick. Who knows? We're going to find that out on this episode. We have coming up on the show, we have two entrepreneurs, and this is exciting because as a small business owner myself, I own a pass-through that is when you're in show business, you own one of these. But as a small business owner, All right, this is much better. I'm fascinated with what makes a person start a small business. What makes a person start a large business? Has anyone ever started just a large business right off the bat? Sam Walton say, "Hey, I'm going to start Sam's Club, and it's going to be huge." And boom, the minute we open, we have thousands of stores worldwide. I would love to get him on the show. Unfortunately, he has refused every request. So instead, I am left with our guests today. And I don't know anything about their business. And if you're listening to the show for the first time, I don't know anything about these two gentlemen. But I'm presuming they are gentlemen. We'll see exactly how they act. But I don't know anything about their business, but they're here to tell me about it. Please welcome. And I don't even know if they're gentlemen, because now I'm looking at their names. I'm seeing that one, I believe, may actually be a woman. I have not seen these two people. The curtain is raising right now, and they are revealed to me. Please welcome Jen and Barry. Hello, Jen. Hello, Barry.
Hello.
Oh, you say Hi. Hello simultaneously. Was that for me, or was that something you planned?
That was partially for you. For you, and part of it was for the curtain.
Yeah, and part of it was for us.
Yeah.
So wait, so it had a trifecta.
Yeah.
You said hello to me. You said hello to the curtain.
When the curtain started coming up, I saw the light appear on our four different pairs of our shoes.
I guess we were saying hello to the light as well.
Oh, that too.
Oh, okay. Now, you have four pairs of shoes, which is interesting because you have four legs among you. What are the extra four shoes for?
Well, if you notice, each foot has a different shoe on.
Correct.
Sure.
And then the other pair is on one of our hands.
Oh, I'm just getting a look at those bad boys right now. Yeah. That's so interesting. It's almost as if you're a kind of a horse who's walking upright on two legs.
Mm-hmm. It's completely like that, except we're human beings.
You are human beings.
Yes, yes.
Let's get everything out of the way about your background. You're human beings.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You're on Earth.
Yes, correct.
You, as far as we know, you're not alien.
We react to light.
You react to light, meaning react favorably? Or?
Oh, we saw it, and then we said hello to it.
We reacted to it. We saw it. It was bright. And
I notice, unlike cockroaches, you didn't scatter
correct.
When you saw the light.
That is correct. We're not cockroaches nor horses.
We're not cockroaches or horses. Just keep guessing.
Just human entrepreneurs.
Human entrepreneurs.
Human beings is correct. What you are. Yeah. Approximately 73 to 77% water.
Depends on the time of day, but yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You get dried out later in the day?
I do.
I do too.
Yeah. Yeah.
You guys live in the sun. Where do you hail from?
We both come from the deserts of San Luis Obispo, California.
Yes, San Luis Obispo.
Not really a desert town, as I recall, but little patches of it maybe don't have any.
It is now.
Oh, that's true. I mean, after the not-so-recent fires, they haven't rebuilt, I guess.
No.
That's too bad. So you're both from San Luis Obispo. Now,
the current desert.
It's St. Louis Obispo.
It's St. Louis Obispo.
A smaller part of St. Louis. Yes, right off the corner.
Interesting.
St. Louis Obispo Cardinals.
Because San Luis Obispo, the San stands for Saint. They just shortened it when they made the town, but St. Louis Obispo is a little tinier part of it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Weird Al Yankovic, he went to school up there at Cal Poly San Luis Obispo. I don't know if you knew
strange.
That.
Strange.
Huh.
It is strange. It's odd.
It's weird.
Was he the only one there?
No, he was one of a full student body.
Oh. Are you sure? He wasn't the only person that went to that school?
You know what? I have never asked him that.
Ask him if he went to school with other people.
That is the kind of question that I would ask on this show and the kind of question that you guys are in for. So, and when I say guys, by the way, are
we human beings? Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
But are you?
We haven't even told you our names yet. What,
well, Jen and Barry. Correct.
Yeah, yeah, we are.
You didn't have to tell me because it's here on my card.
Yeah, okay.
Which one of you is Jen?
Okay.
Right.
And which one of you is Barry?
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Hello.
Got it. And are the genders of your human bodies
horse-like? No. Cockroach-like? No.
No, not at all.
Okay. Human
just two
bodies.
Arms, 10 toes.
Couple of fingers.
You know what? I didn't want to offend you by calling you guys or calling you gentlemen or anything like that, but it looks like that I don't have to.
Let's be honest. It's so hard nowadays to not offend, you know? Mm.
So I'm just offending you?
No. Guess what I'm trying to say is we don't take offense to it.
No.
We are Jen and Barry.
Call us fellows. Call us fellas. Call us Felicia's.
Bye, Felicia.
It's fine. Yeah. Oh, okay. Goodbye.
Just don't us terrible names with curses in it.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll try not to, although it has come to that on this show occasionally.
I know.
Let me ask you a little bit more about your background. You're human beings who hail from St. Louis Obispo. How old are you guys? Are you different ages? Are you the same age?
We're the same age.
We were both born on the same day.
Mm-hmm. You were. Are you related?
We are not related.
We are not related.
Really? And so,
but we saw each other coming out of the womb.
We were both of our mothers were giving birth in the same room, and their vaginas were pointed at each other. So
yes, they were.
The first face I saw
was mine, and my first face that I saw yours was yours.
Yeah, I guess you could say Jen saw Barry, and Barry saw Jen.
Yes,
and from that moment on,
we were Jen and Barry.
They didn't pull a curtain for privacy.
We didn't know curtains back then, so.
There were no curtains back then.
When we were born, there were no curtains.
Really? How old are you? I'm trying to gauge, but I can't really tell.
You can't tell? Well, that's part of our secret,
I guess we're doing all right.
Yeah. So, but you are exactly the same age.
We are.
Correct.
Yeah. To the moment.
To the exact moment.
Really? So was that out of convenience? The doctor just said time of birth and looked up at the clock for both of you? Or literally was it just like a – came out right at the same moment.
There was only one doctor scheduled at the hospital that day, so he was actually just standing in the center with one hand out here and the other hand on the other side.
Almost like he was Billy Flynn in Chicago, just like singing to the rafters?
Yes, a little razzle-dazzle, and then we showed up.
Wow, a lot of razzle-dazzle.
Yeah, a whole lot.
Yeah, my goodness, what an interesting story.
But and I did
instead
I do
of reaching
believe-
for the gun, he reached for two babies.
Yeah. And I do believe there was a pop like the one you made.
There was, really. Yeah, similar? In what ways was it different?
When you came out, I heard a distinct
– yeah.
Mm. When I came out, I heard a distinct
– yeah.
So it was like a
– yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Like you were on a bungee cord.
Correct.
Now, you seem to remember every detail of this birth. Is that
– I was born with a photographic memory.
So you have Mary Lou Henner disease.
Correct.
Okay. And what about you?
I was born with no eyes, and then they grew in.
Interesting. I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
But
I guess it,
you haven't?
People usually think that that's just being blind, but it's not. Because
okay.
I can see now.
Right. So how long did it take for your eyes to...
I just had to open my my lids, and then
I see.
Eyeballs appear.
I remember it like it was yesterday. It was quite embarrassing, to be honest, because the way he retells the story is that he was born with no eyes, but the truth and reality was
he just
hadn't
opened them
for
up.
The first 7 years of his life.
7 years? And did anyone know that they were closed? Or
well, I did, but I couldn't speak for a very long time.
Yeah.
7 years?
Almost, yes.
You were not speaking for 7 years.
It was around six and a half.
Did you just not open your mouth?
I just didn't feel like it.
Have you ever seen the movie Hear No Evil, See No Evil?
Or just Gene Wilder?
Yes, yes, yes. That was the kind of life we were living.
Dick Pryor.
Dick Pryor,
right. Was it, it's Hear No Evil, or was it See No Evil? I can't even remember. It seems like there's one missing on those, too. Like, Speak No Evil.
Spank No Evil.
Spank, did you say Spank No Evil?
I believe so. It was Hear No Evil, See No Evil, Spank No Evil.
Spank No Evil.
Spanks,
correct?
Yeah, and then there was a separate movie called Spank the Devil.
That's the right.
Right.
Tell me if I'm wrong here. I don't want to talk out of school.
Hey, I'm certainly no film historian or cinephile here. I don't know the answers to these
Thank
questions,
God.
And perhaps we never will. So this is very interesting. Have you known each other all your lives, or were you separated much like babies who are born to different mothers are on day one or day three or so, and did not resume your friendship until later in life?
We stayed next to each other for the whole heck of our lives.
I don't think I've ever been further than 22 inches away.
Yes.
22 inches away.
From my colleague over here.
Mm-hmm. Let me,
it's just been Jen and Barry ever since.
Jen
okay,
and Barry.
So that's a foot plus 10 inches?
Yeah, almost 2 feet, but
that's
not quite
almost 2 feet, but it's 22, yeah.
22 inches. So,
and why do you know that figure exactly? Is this something to do with the bathroom?
Well,
or?
Look at the ruler between us.
Yeah.
Oh, I did not see that. Oh, okay. That's an extra long ruler.
Yeah, it's a 2 foot ruler, and we
it's called a gentleman's ruler.
But you don't have to call us gentlemen. You can call us fellows or Felicias or whatever.
Yeah, sure. Right. Okay.
But it's a 2 foot ruler.
Okay, and you just keep that on your persons at all times?
Yeah, and we never get to the end.
Wow.
Because if we're at the end, then we're at 2 feet.
That's like a bad story. Almost like these Star Wars movies that are out here. When are we going to get to the end of these? I thought
what's going to happen now is the big question.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we're working on it.
Wait, you guys are working on Star Wars?
Yeah, it's one of the few things that we're working on.
Yeah, we're entrepreneurs. We're inventors.
Yeah, what do you guys do? You're inventors?
Yeah, we're entrepreneurs. We're inventors. What we do is we make the world better.
Yes.
We make,
interesting.
Yeah, we like to – we figure out a problem. We'll be walking down the street together and we'll have a
walking
problem.
Walking down the street just the other day?
Sure. Walking down the street just the other day. I saw this pretty lady and I knew exactly what to say is tell her I'm an entrepreneur. And whenever we have a problem that arises, we solve that problem, and then we sell that problem.
Interesting. Now, I saw a funny show on CBS last year that was about an inventor, and so it piqued my interest.
How did you see it? You were home at that one time?
I don't know. I lucked out somehow.
You big CBS All Access subscriber?
I don't know how the fates aligned, the planets lined up. I don't know what it was, but I happened to be there in front of a TV, and it just
great peaked. Casting, genius casting.
Yeah.
Taking like one fat man and making him a giant, the handsome silver fox at the end of his life. Genius.
It just piqued my interest about the world of inventing, and that's where you guys
really
live.
Got
that's
into what it
was,
on that show.
Yeah, that's what it was mostly about.
Yeah,
was
that was
the
mostly
inventing.
Yeah,
right. So what are some of the things that you've invented?
Ooh,
where do we begin?
Yeah. You're really jumping into it.
we can back up a little
okay.
bit if you
sure,
need
let's
to.
Sure, let's do that. Let's back up a tiny
okay.
bit.
How okay, a tiny bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, what's one thing you've invented?
Okay, there we go. Whew, that's a lot of pressure okay. off now. I guess we should start with our most famous.
Yes.
Or our most lucrative.
Yeah. Are they two separate things, or are they the
our
same
most
thing?
Famous and our most lucrative are two separate things.
Oh, okay. Yes. So I guess fame doesn't translate into money. As,
thank you.
Never does.
You know, the
no.
cast of Different Strokes once found
yeah,
out.
Yeah, tell me yeah, about yeah. it. In the back of the bicycle shop.
Mm-hmm. With Gordon Jump. So, speaking of the jump, from the jump, what was your most famous?
Most famous.
Right yeah. from the Gordon Jump, We Jen and Barry, we have a line, our own line of organic frozen ice.
Now I'm processing the words that
frozen
that
ice?
You said. Yes, frozen ice.
Yes, yes. That always is always brings
pause and question.
Yeah,
and people usually
are you
go,
okay? I'm not sure what to call you either. Are you okay, Jen or Barry?
I'm fine.
Oh, I was actually speaking.
I'm Jen.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. You're Jen.
I'm sometimes. Barry. Yes, and I'm sometimes Jen.
And you are
Barry.
Okay, got it. Got it.
That should clear that up.
So, frozen ice.
Oh, yes.
Correct.
People go, ah, do you mean frozen custard? I don't.
I don't. If I meant frozen custard, I would have fucking said it.
That's for sure.
Oh boy.
Yeah. No, it's just the truth.
And do you mean frozen water?
Oh well, then we would have said that as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, we would have just said. Ice cubes.
So is it almost like refried beans in a way? Like you're refreezing ice?
Yes.
I'm imagining the recipe. You have some ice. You mm-hmm. let it melt down. Then you freeze it again or?
Yes.
All of our ice cream, all of our frozen ice is made from previously frozen ice.
Interesting.
It makes it extra smooth. It makes it extra rich. It makes it cold, then not cold, then also cold again. Mm.
Okay. Take me through the process. What do you guys do?
We find an ice machine.
Okay, and do you have one that you like to go to, or you?
Yeah, we usually use a Frigidaire. Or
a Frigidaire. There is
do you
one that
not use the same one twice.
I'll never use the same
no,
one twice.
No, you can't.
Yeah,
I think that's what makes it organic.
Yes,
got it. So you're putting things into the ice machine.
Yes, yes.
Okay,
yes.
I presumed that you were going and taking things out.
Well, we put ice into the ice machine.
We put ice into the ice machine. We unplug it.
Okay, so there's some ice already in there.
Correct.
You're adding to
you
the ice.
You seem so confused.
It's an ice machine.
It's
I
an
don't
ice
understand.
Machine.
You're
sure.
looking at us yeah, like yeah, we're yeah. both morons.
You're not going to empty ice machines and putting ice in them. You're going to full ice machine or at least half-filled ice machines, putting more ice into it, unplugging it. Then you have essentially a tub full of cold water, room temperature water.
Well, it's ice first and then it becomes room temperature and then yeah. it becomes it becomes cold and then it becomes room temperature. And then it gets a little warm if it's in the sun.
It's ice.
Yes.
Then becomes room temperature. Then becomes cold.
Yes.
Then
yes.
becomes room temperature.
You seem confused.
You've answered all my questions.
Good.
Okay, so you have a tub full of water. Mm-hmm. And then what happens?
Then we refreeze it.
We add flavorings.
We add flavorings.
Flavorings. Mm-hmm. Okay, now we have not heard about this up to this point. You add flavorings.
This is a new part of the story.
Yes.
Okay.
This is new information.
What type of flavorings are you adding to this
ice? Oh, goodness.
It's mostly kumquat.
Mostly kumquat.
Mm-hmm.
We're mostly a kumquat-based company.
Mostly all of our
– kumquat is the state fruit of St. Louis.
Oh, I see. Okay. I did not know that. That's interesting. I've lived in California most of my life. I have not.
It's the state fruit of
State Louis, California.
State Louis Obispo.
Correct.
State Louis Obispo, California.
So the kumquat. Yeah. And so you have
and we'll try it out with different flavors. You know, it's always a process. We'll try it out with a peach. We'll try it out with a nectarine. We'll try it out with a passion fruit, with a dragon fruit. Mm. Not your regular fruits, just to see what kind of different thing we can get.
Kiwis.
Mm.
Other Australians.
Yes.
Sure. But you're always then landing on kumquat at the end of the process?
It almost always. Just and yeah. we end up because it's just so good.
It just tastes good.
It tastes good,
and it makes sense for us.
Yeah, you have so
yeah.
much of it, right?
It's on brand.
It's definitely on brand for you guys. From what you're telling me, from all the information I have currently,
yeah.
I can't believe you've never been to St. Louis Obispo, California.
I have only been to San Luis.
Oh, you gotta come!
Sorry,
I gotta come
up there.
You gotta
There's
come
so
by.
Many deserts.
Do you grow your own kumquats?
Sorry, let me. My back was to you.
Okay, are you a lip reader?
Hmm.
Are you a – okay, turn back around. Are you a lip reader?
I can.
And is that primarily how you,
thank you,
understand
yes.
words? Got it. Got it. Okay. So my question is do you grow your own kumquats?
I'm sorry. I missed that. I was upside down.
Okay. So wait. What did you hear?
I heard the words? Upside down.
Oh, okay. Do you grow your own kumquats?
I was right side up. Yes.
You do?
Yes, we do. We grow our own kumquats.
You have a kumquat farm?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Proper term, the a kumquat farm.
Kumquat farm?
Yes.
A kumquat.
When you talk about the farm, you drop a couple of the letters.
Got it. Got it. And is this something that you started? Did you inherit it? What is the transfer of ownership?
Both. We started it and inherited it. Yes. We inherited it from our families who grew familiar when we were born in the same hospital.
But by the same doctor.
Yes. But when they gave it to us, it was – it was run down. It was almost nothing. So we started it back up again. Yes.
I see. So a kumquat, they had started a kumquat farm together.
Yes, for a long time ago. And then all of a sudden, they had to sell it.
Jen and Barry's Kumquats. You've never heard of it?
I've never heard of it, but that's what a wonderful name.
Jen and Barry's Kumquats, you've never heard of it?
That's like saying
I'm sorry, I was turned around. You'll have to say that again.
Jen and Barry's Kumquats, you've never heard of it?
I did hear that.
Did you hear that?
I heard that, but I have not heard of it.
Oh.
That's crazy. That's like not hearing of Stephen Tiny's loose leaf paper. Like it's just a common.
Oh, I don't. Stephen Tiny. I guess I'm not familiar with. Do you?
Stephen Tiny's loose leaf paper. We have it all. Cursive lines.
No, I know. I haven't heard. Do you guys know Stephen Tiny? Are they friends of yours? Or
I wish.
Stephen Tiny are two different people.
Yes.
It's not one person named Stephen Tiny.
It's not Stephen Tiny?
No. It's not Stephen Tiny. It's Steve and Tiny.
That's
it's
how
Steve
little I know about this paper company. Loosely, it's all loose leaf.
And also, Tiny is huge.
Really? So it's an ironic – is it a nickname or is it an aspirational name that his parents –
It's his birth name, yeah.
Really? They hoped he would be tiny. I guess he was tiny when he came out of the –
That's why they did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he got bigger and bigger.
Not a lot of foresight on those parents. No. So
they named the other daughter Baby Here Now.
Baby Here Now. Really?
Yeah, they said Baby Here Now.
And just, wow.
And that was his name.
So let me talk about your parents because they started a kumquat farm. Did they get to know each other when their vaginas were pointed at each other and they developed a friendship, or had they known each other beforehand?
Their vajahis were connecting them physically and mentally.
Is there a term much like a murder of crows for two vaginas?
Yes. A silly of vaginas.
A silly of vaginas.
Yes.
Okay, so there was a silly of vaginas at this hospital.
That's three or more. That's three or more.
That's three or more. So there were only two.
A couple of vaginas. Yes.
And they felt a connection to each other, an emotional and spiritual connection, but there was no sort of umbilical cord.
There was no physical human tissue connecting, but
no. No placenta connecting.
No. A psychic, spiritual aura, if you will.
Plus, the fathers must have been – it's very distracting, I can imagine. Same father. This is why
– Yes.
This is why there's no privacy. Also, the no curtains.
Same father, same doctor.
Same father, same doctor. Yeah. Wait, he's the same as the doctor?
Yes.
He was the doctor. He was the only doctor on call. That serendipity for him.
Well,
both of his mothers are giving birth at the same time.
It was actually at home. He calls it the hospital because he works there, and sometimes he'll just – turn it into a hospital and do all his work from home.
Really?
From
so your father? So you guys are brothers?
Technically.
Or brother and sister or sisters?
We're related.
We said we weren't related earlier.
Right.
But now we are saying differently.
Okay, got it.
So do you understand?
Is your father still around?
Right now he's not around, but he is
alive.
He
dropped us off. He did drop us off.
He did
drop us off, yes.
He did.
He's picking us up at 3 p.m.
Is this the farthest you've ever been away from him? This is more than 22 inches.
It's 22 inches away from each other, but
yes.
But you've been away from father.
Yeah, we've been almost 18, 20, 30 feet away from him.
Right. Oh, that's the extent of it, really.
Yeah.
Not even a football field.
No.
I
don't even know how long a football field is.
Oh, that is approximately 150 feet. Well, no, actually 300 feet. I was talking about from mid.
I guess you don't know either.
You could say whatever you want. We don't know. You could say it's an inch long. We'd be like, all right, sir.
I guess a football field.
It's just that we're not sports guys.
Yeah. So do you guys know, or do you women, or do you know he anything
move,
about?
He had a move called the dip and piss.
the dip and piss.
That he had patented.
He patented this.
Yeah, I believe he has a patent, a provisional patent, and then
a patent Oswald
and a patent leather.
Really, I didn't realize that you could patent moves, but I guess I.
Oh, yeah.
I guess dance moves.
You can patent mostly anything.
Yeah,
you can.
Really?
Yeah. I think so.
We have a few patents out there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Like, by the way, I never found out what your most lucrative invention is, but I'd like to hear about these patents as well.
That's a whole other story, yeah.
Tell you what, why don't we take a break, and we're going to find out about these patents. We're going to find out about the lucrative business that you do, but already—
During the break?
No, after the break, on the other side of the
break.
Then
they wouldn't be able to hear it. I feel like we should wait.
I mean, I would be able
During the break, we can talk about whatever you want.
Yes.
Yeah, well, what do you guys want to talk about? We could just talk about something fun.
Okay.
You pick a topic. We'll talk about it during the break.
You watch Vanderpump Rules?
You know I do, buddy.
I guess we know what our break is.
Okay, we'll be right back after this conversation about Vanderpump Rules. How often are there new concepts in eyewear? Once every 300 years, maybe? Well, we finally got one. We landed one in the 21st century, a new concept in eyewear, contemporary glasses, eyeglasses, that is, that are extremely affordable and fashion forward. Glasses should be viewed as a fashion accessory, but they should not cost as much as a plane ticket or a new iPhone. Am I right? I'm talking to no one. I am right. And that's where Warby Parker comes in. Warby Parker believes glasses should be viewed as a fashion accessory, just like a bag or a shoe. One necktie, one hat. Warby Parker makes it easy and affordable to accessorize with glasses. Glasses start at $95. Including prescription lenses. Lenses include anti-glare and anti-scratch coatings. And for every pair you buy, get this, a pair is distributed to someone in need. Warby Parker makes buying glasses online easy and risk-free. Their home try-on program, what it is, and I've done this. The glasses I wear are through Warby Parker. Here's what they do. You order 5 pairs of glasses. They're shipped directly to your door. They don't leave it at the neighbor's house. And you have to go over and bother them. Hey, where are my glasses? No, right to your door. And then you try them on in the comfort of your own home. And I pray that your home is comfortable. And then you get feedback from friends, family, colleagues, even the person who delivered it. If you make them stick around, like, hey, don't go yet. I'm going to try these on for you. Everyone whose opinion you care about, you try them on. You pick whatever you like. You can try them for 5 days. Before sending them back using a free prepaid return shipping label with no obligation to purchase. You don't even have to keep one of them. It is 100% free. It is so easy. And I don't say this lightly, but it's so easy a cat could do it. Ugh. I've done it. I have 2 pair from Warby Parker. So why don't you do it? Head over to warbyparker.com/bangbang. To order your free home try-ons today, choose the 5 frames that you'd like to try on, mail the frames back, choose your favorite pair or pairs to have your prescription added to, and order. Warby Parker makes your experience completely risk-free and free shipping all around. That's warbyparker.com/bangbang to begin your free home try-on experience today. Now, do you have an iPhone X? Make sure to download Warby Parker's app where you can use their brand new feature, Find Your Fit. What it does is it uses the iPhone X's true depth camera to map and measure key facial features. And using these measurements, Find Your Fit recommends approximately 12 Warby Parker frames that are likely the best fit for your face. The process is seamless and takes only a few seconds. These days, you can get practically everything on demand. HBO? Check. The only thing I can think of. But anyway, almost anything, if you are pushy enough to demand it, you can get it. Like our podcast, you can listen wherever you want. You can demand it, and we are obligated to deliver whenever and wherever it's convenient for you. So by that logic, and that logic is sound, there are no bullet holes in that. Why are you still taking trips to the post office when you can get postage on demand? It doesn't make any sense why you would do this. You can get postage on demand at stamps.com. How many years do I have to talk about stamps.com before every single human being in the world uses them exclusively? I don't know, but I'm going to keep talking about it because with stamps.com, you can access all of the amazing services of the post office. The post office is amazing. I've never said it's not. It is it is one of the most amazing. You put something in a magic box and then it disappears that day or the next day. And then it appears in someone else's magic box days later. It's incredible. We take it for granted. It's one of the most amazing things ever. So you can get all of those amazing services, what the post office does, right from your desk 24/7 without having to go to them whenever it is convenient for you. Buy and print official U.S. postage. This is official U.S. postage for any letter, any package, using your own computer and your own printer. Then the mail carrier picks it up. Just click, print, mail. You are done. It could not be any easier. We've used you get it. We've used it for many, many years to send important letters and packages, even unimportant letters and packages. Letters and packages we don't even care about. We'll use stamps.com. That's how easy it is. And right now you can use it. Use the code BANGBANG for this special offer, up to $55 free postage, a digital scale, and a 4-week trial. Do not wait. Go to stamps.com. And before you do anything else, click on the radio microphone at the top of the homepage and type in bang bang. That is stamps.com. Enter bang bang, and I'll see you never at the post office. Comedy Bang Bang, we're back here. We have Jen and Barry of Jen and Barry's Frozen Ice. Frozen
yes,
Ice.
Yes.
Tell us about these patents.
We have over 365
yes.
patents.
One for every day of the year.
There
almost.
Was one year of our life yeah. where we committed to patenting something every
and one
day.
For each degree.
Wow. So this is almost like a They Might Be Giants dial-a-phone situation where they were like just gave themselves a challenge and they did it. And you guys have done it as well.
365 patents.
Was yes. this on a leap year? Did you take a day off?
We take days off and then we end up
with a backlog.
With a backlog, yes.
Okay, so it's not one every day.
Right.
St. Patrick's Day, we did not file a patent.
What did you guys do on St. Patrick's
Day? We didn't have time.
We just got drunk.
Really?
Yeah.
From the very tip of the morning to the, I guess they say top of the morning.
No, we woke up in our beds that face each other.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. And they're no more than 22 inches apart, I would imagine.
Right. No.
So how, okay, so
we
I guess.
We sleep head to head.
You sleep head to head with that
19
ruler?
19 inches apart.
Okay,
yeah.
Got it.
We give ourselves 3 inches of.
What happens if you ever need to get up and go to the restroom?
The other one gets up as well.
Yeah, or just don't get up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? So just.
It's one of our patents.
Sit in your mess, yeah.
Yeah.
Sit in your mess is one of your patents?
Yeah.
Tell me about this one.
Oh, that's our newest product, Sit in Your Mess.
Mm.
It's basically a mattress and a sponge.
Okay. I guess a lot of mattresses are sponges.
Correct. So we thought, why not just marry the two?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. This is very dangerous territory for me because Lisa is one of our sponsors. So I hate to give free advertising. By the way, Lisa, their slogan is, this is the mattress you shouldn't pee in.
Oh,
that's smart.
So that also, they must have started that after.
Lisa mattresses come to your house pretty compact, right?
Yeah, about in the size of a miniature refrigerator. Yeah,
ours comes bigger.
Ours comes almost
bigger
almost
because
quadruple
it's a sponge.
The size.
Yeah, yeah.
Interesting. So you need to dry it out when it gets to your house?
You have to leave it outside in the direct sunlight for 16 days before using it.
Not a lot of people live in the desert of St. Louis Obispo.
Well, not a lot of people are going to be sleeping well tonight.
Yeah.
So they get a giant – what is the water or liquid that is engorged to this mattress?
Usually other urine, yeah.
You get a giant piss-filled mattress yeah. sent
yes.
to your door.
Yes. Because they are full mattresses, and then we take them, extract all of the urine out of them,
yes.
much like our
the frozen ice business.
Frozen ice yes. business, and then we will put a lukewarm or room temp urine.
I see. From where do you get this urine?
We have a guy.
Yeah.
You have a guy?
Yeah.
Who is this guy?
Edward James.
Almost.
Edward James Almost?
Yes.
Is this is he related to the famous actor Edward James
Almost?
Almost. He almost was related
yeah.
to him. So what happened? Is it like same father but much like your situation or just at the bar where Edward James Almost's father was picking up Edward James Almost's mother, he was a guy who almost got in there?
Almost.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
and instead was born.
Yeah, and now he just sells us his urine.
So you're getting piss from Edward James.
Correct.
You're putting it in these mattresses and sending it to people. Are people ordering them or?
Oh, we're sending it to people.
We're sending them to people first. We
Influencers?
We send our first year, we send out our new products for free to get you hooked.
Get you hooked,
much
right.
Like a drug dealer.
I don't know that anyone needs more than one piss-filled mattress. You know, I mean, normally that get you hooked thing is for something that there's a
I
lot of.
I feel like you're harping on the piss. Yeah, part of it a lot.
It's a giant part of it.
I know it is. We know it is.
We know it is. We understand that.
We know it is.
We know.
We went through all of this. We got inventors. We spent.
We have 364 other ideas. We get.
I'm not sure why you need an inventor to invent someone peeing on a mattress.
No, no, no. We know.
We get.
You only buy a mattress every 10 years. We've heard of it.
I know.
It's a bad business model, honestly.
The mattress is going to get pissed anyway.
It's like pre-pissed mattresses.
You know what? We're not sending you one.
You were going to send me a piss-filled mattress.
Yeah. We were trying to get sponsors on your show. I mean
Look, I have a Lisa. I'm very happy with it. I don't know that I would.
We have a Lisa too.
We have a Lisa also. We have also invented a new brand of mattress called the Lisa mattress.
What?
Yeah.
You is this the one that I'm familiar with or is this a different
Absolutely
company?
Absolutely not.
No.
It's a completely different company.
What are the qualifications?
It's a Lisa mattress.
It's a Lisa mattress.
Wait, is Cult Jam involved in this?
All of our mattresses are shaped like Lisa Kudrow. Two Lisa Kudrows.
Two Lisa Kudrows. Oh, that's the dream.
And the way we stick it together is with a Cult Jam.
Depending on what you are.
Wait, two Lisa Kudrows looking at each other and Cult Jam in between?
And Cult Jam in between.
Oh, I didn't know I was going to get horny on this show, but then I looked down
and
suddenly
when we were creating the product, we didn't know it was going to make people horny either.
Wow.
And we've sent it to sleepless people and horny people, and the sleepless people always send it back. The horny people never do.
The mattress that makes you want to fuck on it.
That's our catchphrase. Oh, so you've heard of it.
I have not, but that one.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. You screwed it up. It's the mattress that makes you want to fuck on top of two Lisa Kudrows.
Oh, of course.
Or Lisa Turtles.
We have different ones.
Different ones for different audiences. Yes. Yeah.
Those are the only two audiences that are out
there. Oh, okay. Lisa Kudrow
Black
fans.
Black people and white people.
Right. Got it.
That's it.
Well, how do you guys stay in business? Can I ask?
It is hard.
We have a lot of businesses that, you know, juggle in the air or in the water.
In the water. What do you, when you say?
Well, one of our other pens is water juggling.
Juggling.
Water juggling.
Yeah.
It's interesting because when you juggle, people juggle fire sometimes.
Bowling
they'll light
pins,
something.
Chainsaws.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But water is very difficult.
Mm-hmm. Try juggling water underwater. It's virtually impossible. It's pretty much just moving your arms.
Yeah, you're talking about swimming.
Correct.
Wait, did you guys patent swimming?
We tried.
By calling it underwater juggling water?
Yes. We called it underwater juggling, and we gave classes.
Okay.
There was backstroke underwater juggling.
I mean, you're maybe saving lives, but I don't know that this is a business.
Yeah, people called it treading water mainly.
And
Or being in water.
Right, yeah. For a business, you don't want to tread water.
No.
Yeah.
So that was one of the patents that—
I'm sorry about that, guys.
That's okay. We have many more. Hey, you know what? If we stopped, if every time we failed, we would have stopped—
After the first one.
After the first one.
Instead, you have 365 of these things.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell me about this lucrative product.
I mean, we've had so many flops.
We invented the Tide Pod.
The Tide Pod.
Yes.
Okay, hold on. Now, I've heard of an iPod.
Uh-huh, then you've heard of the Tide Pod.
No.
Yes.
That's not, no.
I'm going to tell you right now that you are wrong.
I mean, I have heard of the Tide Pod because you just said
there you go.
Tide Pod.
Yes, but have you heard of the iPod?
Yes, but the two are not connected.
You've heard of the Tide Pod.
What is a Tide Pod?
I mean, what isn't it? You've heard of an iPod, right?
Should I start naming things that it's not? Is it a head of lettuce?
It is.
It's a head of lettuce.
It's partially.
How did I guess that in one?
I don't know.
I feel like we're connected like your mother's vaginas here.
I just want
– Are we a silly of vaginas?
I knew I was having a great time here because it's
this
almost like
insane.
You can read our minds.
Are you related to us?
I don't believe so.
Tell us what you think a Tide Pod is.
A Tide Pod is one that flopped.
Oh, so you created a tie pad. Well, was it slightly larger?
The tie pod came first. We put out the tie pad and then the tie pad 2.
Okay.
Shortly after, people were mad because they said, why didn't you just go shoot right for the tie pod 2?
And you guys are talking about a head of lettuce. You invented a head of lettuce?
Well, it is – it looks like lettuce. It is made to resemble lettuce.
And is it made out of lettuce?
It is made out of lettuce.
So it's lettuce.
It's lettuce.
And it's just a full head of lettuce?
And we call it a tie pod.
Why?
Because it plays music. It's a tie that plays music.
It's a tie. I don't think that's true of a regular head of lettuce.
Okay. We came up with the idea for the tie pod, which is a tie that plays music. We are
couldn't do
entrepreneurs.
It.
We're inventors.
We invent. We listen. We come up.
That's a lot of circuitry. It's hard to figure out.
So we're the idea people. So what do? We usually tell people the ideas and then present them a head of lettuce.
Okay, and this time no one knew how to make what you're talking about.
Well, no. We would have moved on to a production. We would have made these tie pods. But mm-hmm. when we went to the room and we pitched this, I believe it was to Elon
– yeah.
Elon
– Most.
Most. And he said
– Elon Most.
Elon Most. I apologize. He said this tie pod is just a head of lettuce. And we said for now. And he said –
that's all it's ever going to be?
That's all it's ever going to be. And then he went straight to the head of Spencer Gifts, Richard Spencer.
Richard – I didn't know that.
Yeah, Dick Spencer.
Richard Spencer, the famous alt-right
– Yes.
Yes.
White nationalist?
1,000% yes.
Is the head of Spencer Gifts?
Yes.
Yeah, he is – yeah.
I never knew that.
Why do you think they have so many lava lamps?
I guess I never put that together, either now or before.
Or soon here in the future.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. And he sold it as like a gag gift. It was – he said, get yourself a tie pod. But when you opened it up, it was just a head of butter lettuce.
That's fun, I guess. I guess I can imagine giving that to some excited child on a major holiday.
If there's one thing we all know is children love lettuce.
Mm-hmm.
I've never found that to be true. Really? Children, every child I know.
I saw a child. I found a child. And
hold on. What do you mean by that?
I found a child. Did you not understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Hold on, Chris Tucker. I know what these words are, but they.
How did you get in here? Was that Chris? That was Chris Tucker.
He was for a second.
Why was Chris Tucker? Why did he
just
come in here?
Sauntered through here.
Look, when you're in Hollywood, we get a lot of big stars on this show.
Wow.
But must be rush hour.
Incredible. So, but what do you mean you saw a child, you found a child?
I saw a child. I found a child. I handed him lettuce. He said, "Wee." Mm-hmm. They
and
love it.
Was he French?
Yes.
Yes.
So he was saying yes.
Yeah. Which means he likes lettuce.
Which means he likes it. Yeah.
He likes lettuce. Got it.
Correct.
Okay. This what an interesting story. Did you ever keep track of the child?
Yeah, there's a tracker on the child.
We did put a tracker on the child.
to track his movements, like a spider tracer, kind
of thoughts,
his
thoughts. How I don't know. Did you guys invent a thought reading tracker?
We did. It only works on children, mm-hmm. but we
Why?
Did invent that.
Interesting. Interesting.
It definitely is.
So are you hearing thoughts of little children right now? Are you?
We can.
We can.
We have to put it.
You have to turn on the receiver.
Yeah. So you can hear it too.
You can hear it too.
I'd love to hear some of these.
Okay. Like for instance, I found a child, and
You found a child.
I found a child. Saw it.
Right.
And it is downstairs. It is downstairs in the car with my father, with our father.
Our father, who
art in a Chevy.
You're not only seeing these children and finding these children, but you're then putting them in the Chevy.
We're tracking them close
because the Wi-Fi to play their thoughts is not – it's not that strong.
Yeah, it's closed caption.
Oh, it's closed caption.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well,
you can also hear it. But okay. It's also
what would you
caption.
Prefer? Would you – I'd love to either hear some of these children's thoughts or to read them. What would you prefer to do? You
can
turn on the speakers or you
can
read a printout.
I think we should hear them.
Let's hear them.
I think we should hear them because if we had to read them, we would have to write them down for you.
I thought you were saying they were closed captioned.
Well, they are, but we do the closed captioning.
This is a lot of work for you guys.
My keyboard. Yes, I have a portable keyboard that has certain
keyboard. Yes. Wow. Most of the keyboards I've ever seen are just attached right to those computers.
No, this one's portable. It's a free-floating keyboard.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice, bro. Okay. Tell you what. When we need to take a break – But why don't, when we come back, we'll hear some of the thoughts of these
what
children.
What do we talk about during the break?
Yeah,
what else are you guys into? Is Vanderpump Rules the only?
Do you watch Big Brother?
Yeah, I mean, I've been known to take a look at Big Brother.
What about Kid Sister? Have you heard of that?
I've never heard of Kid Sister. Is this a new show?
Let's talk about that.
Okay, let's talk about Kid Sister. Okay, we'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang, more Jen and Barry. We'll be right back after this. Hiring. So much more fun than firing. So much more fun. Being on that end of it? Yeah, super fun. Hiring, though, it used to be hard. Not as hard as firing. Emotionally, but just finding the right people, searching through multiple job sites, stacks of resumes, a confusing review process. I don't envy you if you're hiring out there, other than now, because today, starting today, hiring can be easy and you only have to go to one place to get it done. Let me tell you about that place. And I know you're on the edge of your seat, just waiting and waiting for this place that I have hyped up. What it is, here it comes. Are you ready? Grab your pencils, grab your pens, your typewriters. ZipRecruiter.com/CBB. Boom! ZipRecruiter.com/CBB. That is the magic combinations, of letterses and wordses that will unlock how hirings can be easies for you. Starting today, ZipRecruiter, what it does, it sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. But they don't stop there. If they stop there, I wouldn't blame them. I'd be like, ZipRecruiter, hey, fine. I get it. You know, more than that is probably hard. They don't care. ZipRecruiter, with their powerful matching technology, scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and invites them cordially to apply to your job. And then as applications come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each and every one and spotlights the top candidates so you never, ever, ever miss a great match. ZipRecruiter, in fact, is so effective that 80% of employers get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. With results like that, it is no wonder that ZipRecruiter is the highest-rated hiring site in America. And right now, my listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address. I've said it before, and I'm going to hit you with it one more time. ZipRecruiter.com/CBB. That's ZipRecruiter.com/CBB. The magic combination of letters and words that will make hiring next time for you the best experience of your life. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Welcome back to Comedy Bang Bang. I'm here with Jen and Barry, and Barry and Jen.
Hi.
We were just talking about Kid Sister, but what were we talking about? Oh, yeah. We were going to hear some of these children's thoughts from the tracker. You have one down in the Chevy. Mm-hmm. The old Chevrolet.
Yes.
Chevrolet?
I think it's Chevrolet.
Chevrolet.
Like the chavre. I believe it's a cheese.
Chevrolet. All right. You have a kid down there. Why wait? Let's hear him.
So with our kid thought tracker, patent pending, because we—
Oh, it's pending. This is one of the ones you have not patented yet.
No. That's in the name.
Okay, but you have patented it.
It's called parent pending.
Parent pending.
Did you think I said patent?
It must be your dialect. You're St. Louis Obispo.
If you go back and listen to the recording,
I'm going to, because I love listening.
I know you do.
I'm a long time, first time with this show. Yeah. Let's hear these thoughts. How do we do it?
Okay, so
you have the speaker. We've hooked it up during the break.
Okay, so Barry, why don't you just take this cable?
Yeah.
Barry, we have to set up the cables.
Oh, there are two
cables.
You know, when you said it was ready during the break, our conversation about Kid Sister, you said, yeah, speaker's all hooked up. You never mentioned a cable.
Oh, no, yeah, the speaker's hooked up. It's plugged in. You can see the red light on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, you could hear it if we press play, but right now we just want to set up these cables.
Okay, go ahead. Do what you need to do. I'll just kind of
– I just need goes to right in there. Hook up these cables.
And that one – nope, the next one over.
Okay, got it. And then – And then,
really wish you would have done this during the break. Are you telling me this shit?
No, I'm just trying to see if I can hear it through the speakers.
Oh, yeah.
One, two. Not yet. Chew. The chew. Mario Batali, the chew.
Mario Batali's on the chew. Mario Batali is not currently on the chew anymore.
You really got to adjust your warm-ups.
I'm sorry. Why? What? Did something happen? Just let us finish our warm-ups.
Okay, go ahead.
Kevin Spacey is the best. Kevin Spacey is the best.
All right, you guys done? Is this hooked up?
We're warmed up. Cables are in.
Okay, great. I don't know why you need to warm up. I'm considering we're just going to be hearing a transmission. But all right, it's time to hear these thoughts of the little boy, girl.
Good. You didn't offend him.
Okay. Or her. Down in the Chevrolet.
Where am I? Where am I going to? I'm so scared. Oh, when are they going to let me go?
Go. Jen Barry, I'm hearing a little bit of echo.
I gotta get out of here.
Huh? I'm hearing a little bit of echo.
Wrong cable? Did I put the wrong cable in?
We must have put the echo cable in.
Oh, I put the echo cable in.
Okay, yeah, take out that echo cable.
Echo cable, I put the echo cable in. Right next to the echo cooler. I just got to warm up
quick before you take
that. By the way, but
Harvey Weinstein is fine. Harvey Weinstein.
Harvey Weinstein is Feinstein.
Harvey Weinstein is Feinstein. Okay, we're warmed up. Echo cable's out. And
echo cooler is in.
Echo cooler is
in. Echo cooler. Are you guys trapping the souls of these? Okay, never mind. By the way, everything we've heard from this child, he or she is very frightened.
You have to understand, this is just that we can't tell if they're frightened.
Yes, you can, because you're hearing their thoughts.
Yeah, no, because you're hearing an echo. You're hearing the echo, so it sounds.
Yeah, you might have heard
that. All
right,
let's tune back in on that. Okay, here we go. Turning on.
Where am I? What's happening?
Okay, we're getting some really weird feedback.
Oh, sorry. Did we have the tutu cable in?
Yeah. I think we had the tutu.
Did Desmond give you that cable? God damn it. All right, take out the tutu cable.
Well, you hear their thoughts.
Anyway, yes. Those are roughly what kids
Can
think.
I just say, these children that you've abducted, they're frightened. No. They don't know where they are.
That is not the case.
We do not abduct children.
We do not abduct children.
Did you force them to go inside the Chevrolet and are
do
not allowing them?
Do we sell them a product called the Abduction 5000? Yes.
The Abduction 5000? What is this? And you're selling it to them?
Correct.
Yes.
What?
Well, we don't sell it in the first year. In the first year, we sent 60 to 70,000
children.
What?
The Abduction 5000 is a van.
Okay. I'm listening.
In that van.
Mm-hmm.
Is
some of our other patents.
Some of our other patented items.
Okay, so you have a bunch of the things that you've created in a van.
Correct. Mm-hmm. It's almost like, you know how an ice cream truck drives around and sells you all different types of ice cream?
Sure.
We do the same thing, except we sell our different types of inventions.
Okay, do you have music that plays as you're driving along?
Yes.
Okay, and what song are you playing or what type of music?
Hold on, little girl. And show me what he's done to you.
Okay, this is not a good song for you guys to be playing with this particular business.
Little girl,
selling the Abduction
5000. Little boys that talk too much.
Hold on, little girl. Tell me what he's done to you.
The same thing to both of you. So come on, baby. Come on over. Let me be the one to show you.
I'm the one who wants to show you our inventions.
And show you our inventions. Patent pending.
Can I ask, is this the official master recording of this song, or is this you guys just doing what you guys just did?
That was playing off our phone.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I wasn't looking at you. I was turned around. Yes, Every once in a while, you got to look at the Thunderdome.
Yeah, I thought we weren't allowed. Are we allowed to look at each other again?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, feel free. Okay, so that was played off your phone.
Yeah, it sounded like it was in the room, but that's because we took the tutu cable out. And
okay, got it.
One of our other patents is a long and the short of it, it's just a big bear costume.
Okay, you've created a big bear costume.
Yes, that's the long and the short of it.
Okay, give
me the medium of it.
Yeah, give me the medium because it seems like that's where all the details live.
Okay.
The costume, the inside of the costume is actually like the inside of a real bear.
Yes.
With lungs and
– Just lungs.
Just lungs.
Just lungs.
Well, if you know bears.
Sounds like Lisa Kudrow, if you know what I mean.
Get that boner away from us.
Sorry. You don't come on Comedy Bang Bang without expecting a boner in your face. Yeah.
We got to invent some boner repellent.
Yeah.
You seem uncomfortable. Oh boy, I'm sorry. Look, it's all fun, but I think
she wasn't looking at your mouth and she misheard you wrong.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry?
Don't expect to come on Comedy Bang Bang and not have a boner in your face.
Oh. I bet you I thought I saw something else.
Oh, okay. Yeah, what did you think that I said?
Don't come on Comedy Bang Bang. Oh, and then I blinked.
And you wanted to come on this show?
Hey, I mean, it seems like everybody has boners.
Hey, when in Rome.
Yeah.
We
were both in the movie.
You guys did a Woody? You guys are actors, too? We didn't even get to this. You guys were in a Woody Allen film, When in Rome? Is that a Woody Allen film?
No.
Which one am I thinking of? What am I thinking of?
Rome, the show on HBO?
Woody Allen did a movie with Rome in the title, didn't he?
I'm not sure.
What's When in Rome?
When in Rome was a movie made by the Disney Corporation starring Christa Bell, Josh Duhamel, Dax Shepard, Danny DeVito, John Heder.
And Will Arnett.
Will Arnett.
Okay.
And Charlie Sanders.
And you guys were in the – I mean, obviously you know the – To Rome with Love is what I'm thinking.
That's what you're thinking.
Were you guys in that?
Yes.
Oh, why didn't you – why did you tell me the title then?
Because we were talking about the first movie.
Oh, okay. Yes.
And we're also trying to talk about
our most lucrative film.
Oh, you guys got paid?
Yes.
Plus 10% on
that
one?
We are also entrepreneurs.
Yeah, we're
entrepreneurs. Yes. This is amazing.
We do headshots, screenshots, shots.
Body shots, headshots, screenshots, and kill shots.
So when you guys get hired on a movie,
yes.
They hire you to bring your headshots.
We bring our headshots. We get hired on the film. They immediately do body shots off of our
bellies.
Wait,
you have a body shop too?
We also have a body shop.
So you guys are fixing everyone's cars.
Yes.
Yes.
Then you're doing
it's
body
next
shots.
Next door to our hobby shop.
Okay. What about your Hobby Lobby?
That's at the front of the store.
Okay, got it. And then people are doing like shots out of your belly buttons. And
yes.
Did Woody do one of these?
He did.
Oh, my God. That's incredible.
Do you know what he said?
What did he say?
It was – I remember it like it was yesterday. He said, hey, man, that's crazy.
That doesn't sound like Woody Allen. And
Woody. Huh?
I thought that's my Woody Allen.
That's your impression of him?
From working with him, yes.
Are you sure that it was Woody Allen?
Yeah,
Woody Allen.
Hey, everybody, I'm Woody Allen.
I don't know that you guys are.
No, it was a Woody Allen movie. And he goes, okay, guys, action.
I don't know. Wait, can you describe
the beginning? Sure.
At the beginning of the movie, he says action?
He walks. It's a black screen. Walks on in all black.
Okay.
Undresses slowly.
Undresses slowly?
Yeah. Undresses slowly and then says,
come on, baby, action.
This doesn't sound like Woody Allen.
And then we walk on. And then
although I haven't seen the film.
Yeah, didn't even know the name of it.
Yeah, then maybe.
Okay, maybe it is.
I don't understand.
Hey.
I'm just saying.
Jen or Barry.
Yeah.
There's no call for that.
It's Barry and Jen.
Okay. So, wow, you guys are entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm. Headshots, body shots.
You're doing kill shots?
Yes.
What does that mean? You're killing people at the end of these films?
We're not.
One of our product was called one of our early products. We don't talk about this one a great deal. Mm. It was called Snipes.
Mm. Mm. That's not a cereal.
It was a cereal.
It came with cereal.
It was a full functioning automatic sniper rifle that came with cereal.
Yeah, almost like the toy.
Yeah.
Instead of being the thing in the box of cereal, it just had loose cereal.
Box of every one of these guns was a tiny package
just
of loose cereal.
Scattered loose cereal.
Yeah.
Well, so you guys are ammunition dealers.
In a way.
Which
way? Yes. In the fact that we sell ammunition. Yes.
Okay, so you are inventors.
Mm-hmm. We are jacks of all triads.
Triads?
Yes, jacks of all triads, because we usually sell to the triads as well.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
So almost exclusively, but we...
The three families.
Yes.
Yeah.
The triads.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Are you okay?
I'm going to die.
We all are, but soon.
No, later today.
Yeah. I'm planning on it.
Yeah. Guys!
I know.
But we wanted to come on because you asked us so nicely.
You're dying.
Were so nice, and this was just a way. We've been big fans of the show forever.
We have.
And I just wanted my last moments on this earth to be so close to my brother and to be close to you and just to get the word out there, because once I'm gone, half the brain is gone.
Right.
And you guys like, share a brain?
Half of the, yes.
Yes.
Okay. Was this due to somehow I don't even want to get into it, but you're ill?
I mean, or are we don't want to get into it either, but we will. We can make it very quick. When we were born, our dad, we fired out of the penis.
Yeah.
Directly.
Head first.
Skull cap to skull cap, we connect.
Right.
Much like
in an
much
orgy.
Like George Burns. Oh, I was going to say.
Much like George Burns at 18 again.
And much like George Burns and that handsome brown-haired boy who never was seen again, except maybe in Police Academy.
Possibly. So. Okay, what was I talking about when I was pointing my fingers?
The heads of two dicks touching. It looks that's what you're trying to do.
Right. That's what I thought that you were miming.
Thought our dicks touched. Our dicks never touched.
Yeah, I've never – I don't know how – I wouldn't even know where to begin miming two dicks touching.
I'm sorry. I don't know if that is a commentary on your mime skills or maybe where my brain is at, but that's where I went.
Okay.
That's understandable.
That's fine.
Okay. So you guys cracked heads and your brains kind of mixed up in there?
The half of mine was destroyed that hit his skull in half and – but now
– Right. So yeah, together you have a full brain.
Together we're a full brain. Full together we brain. Are Ben and Jerry.
Right. And are you ill or are you – you said you were deciding to die?
I coughed. You said, are you going to be okay? And I said, I'm going to die. I'm going to kill myself later tonight.
You're killing
– Yes.
Oh, no.
He's
Why?
Trying to, well, we have a patent pending on an afterlife.
We have
– You guys have invented an afterlife?
Yes. We have invented a new product called the afterlife.
Whoa. No wonder you're in such a hurry to get there.
Well, the only way to figure out if it works is if you test it. So.
Yeah. This is why you're doing this because you've invented something that you're – okay.
And we feel like we can't kill 60 to 70,000 people.
Yeah.
Right.
It's impossible.
Get them hooked.
Yeah.
It's impossible.
It would be hard. It would be tough.
I mean, it wouldn't be impossible. We've thought about it.
We've thought about it.
But it's not impossible.
Yeah, you guys are masters of the kill shot.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Glad you know that.
Yeah. There's just so many serials.
Correct.
Right. So how did you do this? How did you create an afterlife? I mean –
It's a neuronet. It's a neuronet that connects to your brain. It's a very scientific.
Yeah.
It involves
our consciousnesses transferred into this,
downloaded, if you will, into
and uploaded, perhaps.
Well, first we download it.
First we download it
onto an external hard drive,
and then it goes to like room temperature, and then back to cold.
Yeah.
Right. Got it.
And then we put it onto a floppy disk, and then we throw that out because that you can't use.
Well, you can't use a floppy disk. Where are you going to find a computer that has a floppy disk?
I think I have one lying around, but
And then we upload your consciousness, your thoughts, your dreams, your biggest desires onto the Tide Pod.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So into this butter lettuce.
I mean, it's called the Tide Pod, but yes, it is butter lettuce.
It's ultimately living butter lettuce.
Yeah. So you guys are sticking some sort of computer chip into lettuce.
That is actually the process. We take some kind of computer chip.
Okay.
We don't know which kind.
Are you going down to Radio Shack and just saying
Radio Shack does not exist anymore.
Yeah, we don't go down there.
You guys don't know about Harvey Weinstein, but you think Radio Shack doesn't exist?
Radio Shack went out of business. Yes,
they did a long time ago.
We know that for sure. Because some of our patents were at Radio Shack.
I believe they were going to close down, and then they started selling drones, and like they thought maybe this will save us, and that didn't work.
Yeah,
and
I don't. I guess I didn't know. It's been a few years since I lived, next to my friendly neighborhood. What was that?
I said it's been a while.
Okay, this is a crazy story. You guys have been
our stories are crazy, and that's why they're so great. I think.
Yeah. And that's why it's time to end it all.
Well, yeah,
and that's go why out it's on a high note.
Punch it out with a quick little bullet to the neck.
Up to the neck.
I plan that's on sticking the bullet in my neck, and
just dying of lead poisoning.
Just pushing it in as hard as I can.
Bleed it out, because we need to save the brain just in case we need to get it back to the butter lettuce.
It's a gruesome way to die. I don't envy you, but it's got to happen.
Yeah.
And it's a shame you'll never be back on the show.
It's a damn shame because I had such an amazing time.
Yeah.
You know what? It's maybe the apex of your life. You know, why not end it? Why not end it? Why go downhill? You know what I mean? You made it all the way. It's like when you climb Mount Everest, just stay there.
Yeah.
Who comes down?
What are you going to do when you get to the top? You leap off.
Who comes down from Mount Everest?
I don't know.
Just stay there.
If you do something that great,
remain in it.
Exactly. And that's what we're doing.
If you jump out of a plane and you have like the world record for the highest, you know, plane jump.
Right. Does anybody ever hear you fall? No.
No. Just keep falling.
Keep falling.
Yeah.
Free falling.
You guys are wonderful people.
You're the best.
I really am inspired by you, and that's what this show is all about.
I think you've inspired us.
Yeah.
To do what?
We're both going to go tonight.
That's not the way I want to inspire guests on this show.
I think it makes sense.
It's just that you're such a
kind— maybe you're the person that should take that some kind of computer chip
and
bring us—
Yeah. Well, when I asked you why you were coughing and you said you were going to die, why are you coughing? It has nothing to do with your
with the invention. No.
You just asked
me and it reminded me.
It reminded you. Yeah. Got it.
We ate a whole lot of neck bones this afternoon and they were spicy.
Tell me about it. Well, guys, we're running out of time here. I could talk to you forever.
We should invent something that gets us more time.
I'm sorry. I could talk to you for a long time, but I know you need to get to
The end.
The afterlife. What did you call the afterlife, by the way?
It's called— our new product is called the afterlife.
Yeah.
We didn't want to confuse it.
We didn't want to jazz it up. We just want it to be what it is.
So there's no jazz in the afterlife, according to
you. No. There is
a jazz.
There's a jazz. There's a barber who cuts all of your hair.
Jazz. I remember him.
Yeah, there's one jazz there in the afterlife.
You know, he's been on the show before.
Really?
No.
Yeah. A big hit. No. I'm constantly asking him to come back.
Well, he's dead.
That's too bad. Well, guys, we only have one last feature on the show, and I don't know if you're going to be able to partake, but I guess we'll get the word out about some of your products. But it's a little something called plugs. Plugs, give me that plug. Want your plugs tonight? Come on, plugs, give me that plug. Want your plugs, all right? Come on, give me it, baby. I want your plugs.
That was nice.
Yeah, we don't get a lot of that style, but that was
style. Made me want to kiss Debbie Gibson on the mouth.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're never going to get to. Do you have regrets?
Why did she pass?
No, you're about to.
Oh, that's right.
I'm sorry to remind you again.
I keep forgetting. I keep forgetting that
we're all the things you're never going to do. Maybe you could go find Debbie Gibson and give her a kiss on the mouth before you go. And say, hey, I'm about to die.
She's Deborah Gibson now.
Oh.
Yeah. Does that spoil it for you? Honestly, it does for me.
Yeah. It does a little bit. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, remember when Debbie Harry became Deborah Harry? Come on.
No.
Let me remind you. Debbie Harry became Deborah Harry.
Now. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, now I can die.
That was Want Your Plugs Tonight by Christy Orlando. Thanks so much,
Christy,
for that.
Christy Orlando?
I know. It's like a Mouseketeer or something.
Wow,
that's
from Orlando, Michigan?
Next time.
All right.
That's a fantastic name.
What do we plug? Yeah, maybe she's a professional. She or he. So I don't mean to offend you, Christy. There's a Christy Moore of the Pogues, who I believe is a gentleman. So
1,000.
Yes.
Ben and Jen. Sorry. I almost said Ben and Jerry's.
Is that a sore spot with you guys?
It is. It really is.
I'm sorry to keep poking you.
It's okay.
I'll refrain from that.
Thank you. It's hard to see when you're going to poke us because we're not allowed to look at you.
Yeah. But you guys are fine with Ben and Jerry.
Yeah. I mean, that sore spot on me. That's marked Ben and Jerry hurts.
Oh, when you hit it. Sorry to keep poking you.
That's okay.
So
but
tell
other
me.
Other than that, they're fine. They're great.
Other than that, they're great. They have like great ice cream or frozen yogurt.
Plug some of the products that we didn't get to, though.
Sure. Do you want to start?
That's very gentlemanly of you.
Yeah, really. Thank you, Barry and Jen. One of their products is Shiganigans.
Shenanigans.
Shiganigans.
Shiganigans. Shiganigans.
Yeah.
Does that have anything to do with the legend of Natty Gan?
Everything to do.
Everything to do, really. Patton Oswalt's wife.
Yes, And there's just a lot of them. And then they play tricks on you.
Shiganigans.
Shiganigans. It's a board game.
Oh, okay. That sounds fun.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. That's one of the patents.
How many players?
Three.
Exactly three?
Just three.
It's like a silly of players.
For a silly of players, yes.
Okay, got it. I want to plug, hey, never too late to go check out on Netflix the Comedy Bang Bang TV show, all 110 episodes up there. Also the Michael Bolton Big Sexy Valentine's Day special. Those are some things that I've done that you may want to check out. All right, why don't we close up the old plug bag?
Whoa, what a bag. It's time to open it.
It's time to open it.
Well, guys, I hope to see you back. But if I don't, have a wonderful trip to the afterlife, okay?
Eh?
Oh, God. Oh, shit. Why now? Why
my
here?
Neck. My neck. My neck.
Why did you both... You both pushed those bullets into your necks with such force it sounded like a shotgun. Oh, my God. This is disgusting. All right, well, they did it.
Little girl.
Oh my God!
They, stand up, little girl.
Their recording seems to have slowed down as well.
It's true. It's true. We can pick up both of you. So come on, me. Come on over.
All right, we'll see you next time. Thanks, bye. Hey, everyone, thanks for listening. And remember, if you love to score amazing deals at incredible hotels, then you're going to love Hotel Tonight. Hotel Tonight partners with hotels to help them sell their unsold rooms, helping you find sweet deals at cool, top-rated hotels. And even though their name is Hotel Tonight, you can also book in advance for spontaneous weekend getaways, staycations, three-day weekends, road trips, business bookings, and more. It is easy. I've done it. Book hotels in 10 seconds in just 3 taps and a swipe. Get the Hotel Tonight app now to start scoring amazing deals at incredible hotels. That is Hotel Tonight, the only booking app you will need.
Want to hear Earwolf pilots before anybody else? We made a podcast feed just for you. Earwolf Presents is full of great stuff, like preview episodes for upcoming shows, peeks behind the paywall, and pilots for podcasts that haven't even been made yet. It's like getting to listen in behind the scenes here at Earwolf. Starting January 21st, Earwolf Presents will have a bunch of new pilots for you, like Edgar Montplaisir's The Wokest. Catch conversations between the wokest man in the world and comedians like Ryza Lechea. Also, hear upcoming pilots The Florida Cast, Wow, You're Native American Too?, This Week in Sports, and Carl Alarm all throughout the month. Let us know what you think of them with hashtag Earwolf Presents. Subscribe to Earwolf Presents to hear more great episodes from around the network and behind the paywall, like an episode of Drew Tarver's Strictly Business with Derek Contrera, or Act One of Matt Besser's punk musical, Stolen Idea. Just search for Earwolf Presents in your podcast app and subscribe so you don't miss an update.
Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? Just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals. And oh no, nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh gosh, the nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again this spring. Get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Electric E-Bike. That's right. They have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition. That's right, the letter X and then Pedition, a sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring.
Hello, hello, everyone. It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit. He used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character. And now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can, too. Go full throttle into spring with electric e-bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. Please, please, please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is electric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye.